שלום, את החלק הבא של השיעור תעביר לנו קבוצת...
The next part of the lesson will be given to us by the Baltic group, but we're going to get from Minsk an excerpt first.
לא שומעים, מינסק, עוד פעם, מההתחלה בבקשה, בינתיים לא שמענו אתכם.
מינסק, again, from the beginning, we didn't hear you yet.
Раз, два, три. Рабаш, статья 13. Твердыня, оплот спасения.
Рабаш, from article 13.
И в этом сущность понятия любовь к товарищам, что каждый из группы...
And this is the essence of understanding love of friends, that everyone in the group, besides the desire he has in himself, he acquires desires from the friends. And this is something great that cannot be valued and acquired in any other way besides love of friends. Because when every one of the friends receives a sense of lack from the friends, meaning that he feels how much he lacks the strength of bestowal. And if a person, wherever he is, and in whatever he does, he's looking for every opportunity and every way to achieve this, the force of bestowal, then he comes to a group where everyone yearns for bestowal. And everyone then absorbs strength from each other. And that means that he receives strength from outside, in addition to the little strength he had in himself.
И вопрос на семинар.
And the workshop question. How do we thank the Creator for the state we have come to? How do we thank the Creator and the friends for this state that we have reached?
Well, actually, this gratitude is something that erupts in the heart, specifically in the face of difficulty of actions you have to make, and suddenly, like Rav said in the end of the lesson, suddenly you understand that the Creator is running through you and shaping you. And when you recognize that, you are suddenly filled with gratitude that the Creator is relating to you. Who are you that the Creator will relate to? And he does, and he gives you this difficulty on the one hand, but the friends on the other hand. And that's amazing.
Amazing. Well, prayer. Prayer for the friends, for you look at how great the friends are, how much force they're giving, how much importance they're giving, how much you understand that the Creator is truly caring for you at any given moment, where you can add, and really a prayer that begins in gratitude.
אני באמת קיבלנו סירייה מיוחדת כאילו אני צרפו אותי לשולחן אבל
we received a special 10 here I was added to the table but all our 10 is now in the air. Danny just finished a performance in Brazil and now connected to the lesson, and another friend in some other place, and another friend, and other friends are in different duties, and all of that is just so that we recognize that the physicality is not connected to anything. Our connection is about being Rav students and communicating the unity to the people and to all people in every opportunity. That's our role.
כאילו הרבה סיבות ברמה פרטית להיות ב...
There are many reasons personally to be in gratitude. It's like a period of time that we're talking about the Creator and the path in a very tangible and practical way. It's like nothing is new, it's just sharper and On the other hand, we look at the general thing. Rav just called half or three-quarter of my friends traitors. Wow, what a dramatic naming. I don't have to swallow it correctly. What exactly I need to do in such a situation? What we need to be thankful for?
בכל זאת בתקופה הזו רואים חברים מאוד נחושים, חברים שנותנים הרבה ביטחון ורואים גם
Still in this time we see friends that are determined, friends who are very confident and also very happy. Meaning that it doesn't matter what states happen in front of us or around us, the friends are making everything so that things will happen and to get happen together, especially in this time.
I always feel gratitude when the Creator kind of puts the truth in my face. And I think that we're in a period that He's doing it all the time, in all kinds of ways. And maybe it's not always pleasant, but what would we prefer? To not know who we are, where we stand. It's enabling us to think what we live for, what we want, how we will move from our place and how we will advance otherwise. We simply need to get the importance from the society, to nullify, like we talked about all lesson long, and then you simply see how the Creator constantly uplifts you, gives you opportunities and paths to advancement.
Yeah, it doesn't matter in what direction, we can always see an example how someone from all his heart, with all his power, is doing everything, and this is sufficient to receive a lot from it.
I don't
know, from time to time when we do more actions, we feel, at least I feel, that this annulment is the gift. It's the greatest gift we have inside this method. It's like annulment sounds like something not good and something that's bad against yourself. But it turns out that the annulment, in the end, is the greatest gift of all we receive from this method. The ability to truly lose that egoistic self inside this general flow of bestowal that's in this society. And it's simply a sensation, like Sal said, it's very rejoiceful. There's great joy in this. And of course there's gratitude for this, because it gives you meaning in life and the strength to, and a lot of purpose.
Yeah, because thanks to the friends, we've arrived at where we are. Otherwise, we wouldn't have reached anything. And of course, the Creator is in the place of each and every friend. And it's really a great privilege for the opportunity that we were given. You know, everyone was selected, was hand-picked, and you're looking at the screens, you're seeing how the friends are making that demand for connection, and they're present and they set an example. And you see Rav, and well.
Yes, and we also read in the sources that there can't be a body that won't have a head and won't have hands and won't have heels. So in each of us there are parts that are trading and treacherous, and we simply need to drag them, and I don't know how and what and where, but if Baal HaSulam did everything to pass onwards this message and traveled and spoke to everyone and met with Ben Gurion, and we have an opportunity to pass this onwards, whether they hear or not. We first of all do. We shall do, and we shall hear.
כן, זה שאנחנו מחברים בין המצב לבורא, זה כבר יש בזה מקום להודיה.
Yeah, connecting between the state and the creator is already room for gratitude, to realize that the creator is the one who's tossing us around and directing us in his very special way to reaching adhesion with him.
ועל זה שאנחנו יותר ויותר
seeing more and more,
for us seeing more and more how our friends all over the world are engaged in connecting and disseminating in connection, which is basically the same thing. The friends from all over the world that are preparing the convention, friends from Israel that are concerned with unification, all kinds of campuses around the world, actions of dissemination. It's simply the spread of the wisdom in all of humanity. And we can see this more and more, and you can truly have gratitude for this.
I think if we came to a point where Rav speaks so clearly about annulment and subjugation, only that requires gratitude. There was just an amazing lesson when Denise asked him for the first time, when there was this problem that with translation, when he asked about how do you submit yourself to the ten, if the ten is like this or like that. And Rav told him it doesn't really matter who the ten is. What matters is that you subjugate yourself. And then through the ten, not from the ten, you receive from the Creator. And then you actually see that all you need is to nullify yourself and submit yourself to the ten, whatever ten that is, wherever you are put in the Congress, whether you know the friends or don't know the friends, it doesn't even matter, because it all flows through them and you immediately begin to receive from the Creator. So only that insight already, you know, is worthy of gratitude, because it unlocks your whole path for progress.
Yes, and nothing is missing from above. We just need a desire from below, from our desire. And there's all the opportunities to do. I don't know, it's coming to the final state even tomorrow. We can do it in all kinds of ways, what we have. Convention, dissemination, everything is there, just waiting for our desire from below.
היום השיעור היה על זה, איך אני מתגבר, איך אני שמח.
The lesson today was about how do I overcome, how I'm happy that my ego always criticizes the friends and disagrees with them, and to add to the state in advance accept all the friends as great. And if I come to the Congress, I have just one lesson to integrate with this 10. And I have to do this 10 times, 8 times again and again in the Congress.
And maybe we can add my half shekel, which is simply to sit myself down in the 10, like that, without a lot of intellect, without even desire. Simply, I am within the 10, I'm incorporated in it, and from what's there and what's here, all of a sudden, something new is born. This is what I can add. I cannot add anything from myself in the beginning until I connect to this goof, this body of the, called the ten, and I see what's the next action becomes clear.
To add each and every moment in self-annulment towards the friends, you can each time add to this subjugation, to see the friends, judge them to the scale of merit. That's your half a shekel.
Add with joy and high spirits to the friends, because that's where the Creator dwells. Don't forget that. Above all the states, we need to be thankful that we were given this privilege and to be thankful that we were put together with such friends.
Our addition is in prayer. And we know that progress always comes with crisis first and difficulty, and only from that point something new can emerge. And in this point of difficulty, we may also lose some friends in this point of difficulty, and we have to pray for the friends to have the strength to see that the Creator is working and to have the power to go above reason and not to flee the battle, especially in these moments.
Yes, also we should add in the efforts and don't give up on any opportunity that's before us. Give forth all our forces and ask for all the friends so they will be partners with us and see the greatness of the standing we're in, and that every action that we do together, whether it's the convention that the friends are doing, making every effort to get there, and if it's acts of dissemination, everything, so that we will have the strength to do all these actions.
Yeah, what we can add.
Какую молитву мы поднимаем из-за установленного сейчас состояния за наших товарищей и за весь мир?
What prayer can we raise for the friends and for the whole world from our state? Again, what prayer can we raise from the given state we're in for our friends and for the whole world?
Okay, me and Misha here for about 15 minutes are trying to understand that state we're talking about. But the prayer that we can raise, nevertheless, is that really, if we do what Rav taught us in this lesson, we will understand what's happening in this situation and it'll be good. All we need is to truly nullify before the group, before the ten, before the Rav, and operate in what is demanded of us in subjugation. And accordingly, the Creator will pass on to all of us the light and give us what's needed to advance onwards to the next state.
Prayer for all the friends who were on the path for a long time and did a lot of things, and in the meantime we aren't really seeing them, but the Congress is always the best reason to get up and come and see and meet with the friends, and it doesn't matter what happens tomorrow, but the time of the Congress is the best time, best reason for the meeting.
We need to raise a prayer for the friends and for the whole world and to ask for them. In order to ask and to clarify and pass on to them, bring them back that light which is meant for them, we need to build a kli. We need to ask from that kli. It's like, not what will we ask, but how will we ask for it? We can only ask together for the friends and the world.
Yeah, ask for the light and to become a pipeline for the friends to bestow their request for connection, for a higher, meaningful connection, that we will advance each and every moment, like it was in the lesson today about the embryo that adds flesh all the time and asks for the form of the Creator to appear. We can always raise this level of connection to bring him contentment.
What to ask? Just to ask, so that Rabash doesn't come to us and say, why didn't you ask? Why didn't you ask for the friend? Why didn't you think about the friend? So we will constantly be in request, in asking, no matter what. We present that connection in every form and demand it and be relentless.
We need to ask for strength from the Creator, and not in such a nice way, but to arrange the relationship between us, to understand that if He doesn't give me strength, I cannot do any action. I have no strength. It's against my nature what He's asking me to do, and I ask Him to give me strength. And if not, then don't come complaining to me, the Creator, that is.
And we will take responsibility for Rami. And we can ask for that force of subjugation, even if I feel now good or feel now bad, that force of subjugation, so we'll be able to adhere to the group and accordingly be adhered to the Creator. And through the direct path that He's leading us through.
Yeah, I think the asking for that is the right prayer to annul before the friends, the ten, that they will tell me what to do, because the Creator speaks through the ten, and then through that we can connect with the Creator.
Yes, to ask that all the friends in the convention will simply be above all kinds of separations and above all the will to receive, above everything. And we really felt all of them together, that the Creator is between us. This is why we're coming to the convention. We want to discover that the Creator is between us.
Rav דיבר היום על זה ש כל מה שאני רואה לא טוב בחברים, בעולם, אז צריך...
Rav talked about how what I see is wrong in the friends, in the world. I have to relate it to my qualities. The Creator did us this favor and let us see the flaws on the outside in order to discover the flaws on the inside. And so we can only ask for correction. The only prayer I can ask for myself is to become corrected in order to serve the friends, to bestow to them and through them to the world.
Yes, what else can we add to the friends who are truly, every answer is like another thumbtack on the board. We truly have to ask what is necessary. And like the friend said, just like you can see, everything you see every given moment, that is where you can do this correction. That's where you can ask. With an example, with joy, with presence, with a prayer from a whole heart.
Yeah,
we say the Creator's salvation is as a blink of an eye. You know, we saw many times something cannot happen, and then miracles seemingly happened in the group. And it happens because we each have to do whatever we can and put our sesame seed and squeeze the lemon all the way, and it's not up to us to finish the job. We have to do our part, and we have to be thankful for being put on this playing field, and we just have to adhere to the friends, cling to the friends.
מסתכלים על הפרצופים של החברים ורואים שכל מה שהם רוצים זה להשפיע.
Look at the faces of the friends and you see that all that they want is to bestow. So we're here with all those smiles. We can ask for it even if it's for all the friends, because probably through the bestowal we will be able to receive filling. That's it. This is a good opportunity after all this. It's
אני רוצה להתחלק בהתרשמות מהשיעור שאני שמעתי. תראו איזה דבר אדיר. אני חושב שלא היה לנו כזה דבר שכל שיעור מתחלף את הסירייה ונותנים לך רק שעתיים.
Look at this huge thing, that this, just this concept that every lesson, a new 10 is given to you, and you have the opportunity to enter it all the way so that it stays for life in you. And you have these 15 minutes in the beginning of each lesson to prepare yourself and really enter the friends. Just think about the pace of this. And I don't know what Rav is preparing us for, but this is something really huge.
I'm going back to the matter of the question of the prayer. We really need to understand that all our requests eventually are not for ourselves, but rather we need to be a pipeline. And everything we receive through this subjugation, annulment, incorporation, the convention, dissemination here in Israel, all those things are not for us. It's so that the Creator will be able to be revealed in the whole world. The whole world is our kli. It's his revelation. And the correction needs to be revealed there. Therefore, even if they even finish the question with the fact that the prayer needs to be for the whole world, because if we don't complete the circle, we didn't complete the whole prayer.
מה עוד נותר, אפשר עוד להוסיף באמת, כן, ממש, באמת רב לוקח אותנו,
what else can we add?
עובר על אירופה ואנחנו כל פעם מוסיפים, אני מרגיש שמוסיפים עוד ועוד ועוד ברורים ועוד,
each time I feel like we have more and more opportunities to bestow, and we see how more and more how the correction needs to happen in the world, and we need to make these great scrutinies and be very responsible about this, to see that each and every moment what we have left is just to ask and not to rest even for a moment. What else can we add?
Well,
and joyfully. Joy can always be added to the friends, joyfulness and greatness.
And to joy you can add gratitude that we've merited these moves, this tremendous pace, and both from above and from the Rav and from the friends and the world kli, as it's truly not something that's inevitable.
A friend reminded on the lesson that Rav is going out to Europe, and you know, bringing fire to the hearts in Europe, and it's like I thought about it, how Columbus went without knowing to the U.S. And in any case, it doesn't matter in what place we are on the globe. We're always worrying about our role of making this kli happen.
Robin, the end of the lesson is, and he answered Dudi that the resistance of the body is actually the Creator flowing through you. So we read an excerpt that defines what ibur is, that a person has to go with his eyes shut. And then he says that it's that a person to walk in eyes shut is great suffering. He called it Evra and Dinim, anger and judgments. And it's his desire to nullify before the upper and to somehow overcome this. The Creator does in him what is needed. It's a great challenge to go against the body with your eyes shut and to see how the Creator flows through you, and specifically in that suffering, to see the Creator working in you. It's a challenging period of time. I don't feel like strong like Popeye. I'm more concerned and I'm terrified from this situation, but together we have to go through it.
And the body certainly wouldn't be able to take it on his own, but with such great friends, there's a feeling that everything's possible. And there is someone to rely on.
We're entering the weekend now. And Rav is going to be in a group overseas, and we are here, and this is like a new state in the world Kli, and also here in the group. And really, even this itself is a state that gives us the possibility to pray so that everyone will have. We have to increase our
совместно с командой. Мы обсудили сейчас вопросы третьего урока Конгресса, и действительно очень хорошо чувствуется то напряжение, тот огонь, та радость, та благодарность Творцу за те состояния, которые...
We talked about in the last question, what really touches upon the last lesson we've been through, and we feel the excitement and the amazing opportunity that we have and in all the states that we're going through and we're going to go through, and we're going to continue to work together with the Baltia team and the Kaliningrad team and the unified team of Belarus, and it's an amazing convention that we're going to have, and the world is also in a critical state, and so our efforts determine the amount of light and correction that we can bring the world. So l'chaim, and let's go toward this amazing Congress together.
Thank you very much to the Baltic group. One announcement before we conclude. From Unity to One, the convention in Moldova. We're happy to invite all our students to the convention in Chisinau, Moldova, that will take place from the 6th to the 8th of September. For registration and additional details, enter kabbalah.info/convention. And we're going to watch a clip. The year's greatest convention for the Russian-speaking friends. Take advantage of this unique opportunity once a year. Put all your business aside and deepen the spiritual work. You will feel immense acceleration from the friends and receive the greatest sharpness of your spirituality. Enter Sviva Tova and enter the Chisinau convention, and you can go there and help friends also for Help Chaver. 6th to 8th of September, one of the most beautiful places in Europe, in Chisinau, Moldova, and the Moldexpo exhibition halls. Enter and get a ticket to your next spiritual degree.
Shama. Vas vienen y puertas. что небеса ванта.
Я знаю, что есть свет,
но без твоего света нет.
There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone.
בכל מקום, בכל קצה, נרגיש את טעם החיים.
Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
להמשיך קדימה. Yashar el haor.
Adelante, adelante, con fuego en tus ojos ya.
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving, until the sun will rise.
Sun will
где граница света и тень.
Лямщик.